So now is another talk on meditation.
今朝我哋继续讲禅修。
And some of you have got some success in meditation, others have got no success at all.
老师话咧，你其中有啲人咧已经有一啲成就噶啦，有啲咧就暂时都未有嘅。
And some people start to worry. Oh, there's only a few days left to go.I'm not going to get anywhere.
咁有啲人就開始擔心啦。哦，仲有一兩日就完啦，死啦！我都乜嘢都做唔到添。
But be very careful, because when you try too hard, nothing happens.
As 老師告戒我哋咧，唔好太過緊張，因為當我哋太過緊張嘅時候咧，我哋乜嘢都得唔到嘅。
Many years ago, I invented a simile.To explain how people become enlightened.
咁老師喺幾年前咧，佢又發明咗一個方法，一個例子嚟話俾人聽點可以去開悟嘅。
It is a simile of the donkey and the carrot.
咁呢個故仔咧就係關於一隻驢仔同埋個紅蘿蔔。
It not only describes how enlightenment happens, it gives you.Some advice on what you have to do and what you mustn't do to get deep meditation and enlightenment.
咁呢个古仔咧，唔系净系一个古仔嚟嘅。实际咧，老师系教鬼我哋点样可以有啲嘢喺我想得到禅麻之前应该要做或者唔应该要做嘅嘢。
In Europe, people use donkeys to pull carts.
咁咧就系驴仔咧，一般我哋俾佢嚟拉车仔嘅。
But donkeys are very stubborn animals.
咁咧，驴仔咧就系一个好固执嘅动物嚟嘅。
They're even more stubborn than husbands.
比我哋啲丈夫系仲麻烦、仲顽固啊。
With a donkey, you can hit it with a stick, and still the donkey doesn't go.
我哋可以打只驴仔咧，但佢仍然可以唔喐嘅。
So you have to use wisdom to make the donkey pull the cart.
咁所以我哋用智慧咧，就令到只驴仔自己去拖架车啦。
You tie the stick to the donkey's back。
咁我一般人用咧，就系绑一只红萝卜喺嗰个驴仔嘅背脊上边。
So the front of the stick is about 2 feet in front of the donkey's head。
咁咧，嗰个红萝卜咧就挤喺咗一啲树枝上边，嗰啲树枝咧就喺个就挂喺个驴仔嘅前边。
On the end of a stick。You tie a string, and on the end of the string, you tie a carrot.
咁咧就喺张棍上边咧，我哋就绑一条绳，嗰条绳咧绑住嗰个红萝卜，就吊住喺前边，咁只驴仔望到个红萝卜啦。
And the donkey sees a carrot 2 feet in front of its head.
一般嚟讲咧，我就将嗰个红萝卜咧就放喺只驴仔两尺之前。
And donkeys, they like delicious carrots.
咁咧，驴仔嘅天性咧就中意食嗰啲美味嘅红萝卜嘅。
So the donkey moves towards the carrot。
咁就驴仔就因为想去捉嗰个红萝卜咧，佢就开始行啦。
And as the donkey moves, the stick moves, the string moves, and the carrot moves。
因为咁嘅时候咧，因为嗰个棍咧，同埋条绳咧，同埋红萝卜喺个前面噶嘛，只驴仔前行嘅时候咧，个红萝卜又向前行啦。
So it doesn't matter.How fast the donkey goes after the carrot always goes at the same speed in front of the donkey.
无论只驴仔用咩方法去行，或行得慢或者快咧，无论佢点行咧，嗰个红萝卜咧永远都喺佢前边嘅。
And that's how they get the donkey to pull the cart.
咁呢，我哋一般人点样令到嗰个驴仔可以拖架车嚟行噶啦
？Now in meditation, you have been chasing the carrot.
而家我哋做禅修咧。同只驴仔差唔多啫，我哋因为猛喺度追个红萝卜。
I've talked about nimittas and jhanas, and you go chasing the nimitta and the jhana, but they're always ahead of you. You just can't quite get there.
咁老师咧就讲咗我哋禅那，讲咗禅上嘅嘢啦。咁我哋喺做禅修嘅时候就谂，我喺度追啦，佢成日都喺我前边咯。
Some of you have seen lights. You go after the light, and it goes away from you.
咁我有啲同修咧，可能已经睇到光啦，但我哋追住个光咧，个光永远都喺我哋前面走咗去嘅。
You just can't reach it。
但是我们从来都得不到他们。
But one day the donkey came to the temple and listened to Buddha's talk.
有一天呢，这个驴仔就好彩了，来到寺院就在那里听佛法的开示了。
And the donkey found out how to catch the carrot.
听完开示之后呢，驴仔就明白到怎样可以捉到那个红萝卜了。
And this is how donkeys catch the carrot, and how you catch Nimitta and Jhana.
咁咧，呢个而家老师就开始咧，只驴仔点样可以捉到红萝卜，即系等于我哋点样可以揾到个禅相啦。
The donkey has been running after the carrot a long time, and he hears the monk say, "Don't want anything, just stop and do nothing."
咁咧，只驴仔咧不断咁去追个红萝卜好耐噶啦。咁我出家人只系同佢讲，你停低放下，咁就得噶啦。
So the donkey stops.
咁驴仔好听话，佢真系放下，停咗喺度。
And as soon as the donkey stops, the carrot swings further away from the donkey.
咁当个驴仔停低嘅时候咧，因为有个冲力咧，嗰只红萝卜咧就向前仲走远咗。
It swings 4 feet in front of the donkey.
我咁啊走到成4尺以外咁高啊。
It's never been so far away before.
咁咧从来都未试过咁走得咁快嘅个红萝卜。
That's why when I ask you to let go, make peace and do nothing, sometimes you fall asleep. Sometimes you go thinking all sorts of things. You think it's not working. Enlightenment jhanas is even further away.
即係等於呢，老師叫我哋話放下唔好做嘢嘅時候呢，我哋真係放下嘅時候呢，就覺得眼瞓啦，就覺得啊自己咪好希望我到唔到個禪那，佢走得好遠啦。
But the donkey has faith.Even though the carrot is 4 feet away, it's never been that far away. The donkey just does nothing.
但是呢，这驴仔呢，就对佛法很有信心，他就停低了。无论那个红萝卜走到几远呢，他都不理他，就站在那里定定。
And the carrot, after swinging 4 feet away, starts swinging towards the donkey.
那个红萝卜呢，碰到他4尺以外呢，他慢慢呢，就跌回来了。
It's never done that before, come towards the donkey.
从来呢，红萝卜从来冇试过会掟翻嚟嘅驴仔前面嘅。
And the donkey just sits there doing nothing.
咁嘅驴仔真系需要做啊，停低乜嘢都唔做。
And soon the carrot is at its normal position, 2 feet in front of the donkey's mouth, but this time it's coming at top speed towards it.
今次咧就个红萝卜咧就好似咁样掟翻喺个驴仔嘅前2尺之前啦，但今次唔同咧，佢唔系走，佢系向住个驴仔走过嚟。
Because the donkey stopped, the carrot swings up, down, and right towards the donkey, and at the right moment, the donkey just has to remember the last thing, compassion.
咁只驴仔咧就嗰啲红萝卜咧就去，因为咧佢掟到佢咁远咧，佢慢慢行翻转头，咁只驴仔只系需要喺度等，唔好做嘢，只系用爱心喺度等就得啦。
The donkey thinks, carrot, the door of my mouth is open to you.
咁个驴仔就好简单啫，佢话红萝卜，我个口喺度等紧你啊，打开嚟等紧你埋嚟啊。
And the carrot comes into the donkey's mouth。
咁嘅时候，只红嗰个红萝卜咧就好自动咁啊走咗只驴仔嘅口里边啦。
That's how donkeys catch the carrot。
呢个咧就系老师话我哋点样好似驴仔咁可以捉到个红萝卜啦。
That's how you experience nimittas and jhanas。
亦都等于我哋喺禅修之中，点样可以经历个禅相同埋个禅那。
That's how you become enlightened。
咁嘅时候，我哋又可以开悟啦。
You stop craving。
因为我哋放低咗我哋个贪爱。
You stop wanting。
我哋而家开始放低嗰个渴求啦。
You just sit there。
我哋净系坐喺度嘅啫。
And all these things go further away。
咁所有啲物欲咧，佢就自然会走开啦。
And then they start swinging towards you.
咁咧个禅相啊就会翻嚟啦。
You just do nothing. Nimittas come in. Thank you. Jhanas. Thank you. Enlightenment. Thank you.
咁我哋只系需要坐喺度等等个红萝卜咧，我哋嘅禅相啦，我哋嘅Jhana啦，我哋嘅开悟嘅滋味就会嚟啦。我哋只系需要打开个口，咁就得啦。
So that's how.The path happens. It takes a lot of confidence, a lot of faith. in order for you just to stop, wait, and allow the whole process to happen.
这个就是我们怎样的修行之道怎么行，我们有一个很强的信心，很强的自信心的内心，在慢慢等，听老师讲，我们慢慢就可以修行到了。
To give you another simile which reinforces this message, I also developed a simile of the thousand-petaled lotus.
咁为咗我哋老师咧开示啦，咁佢就另发展咗另外一个比喻咧，就系千瓣嘅莲花。
A lotus is a very common symbol of Buddhism.
喺佛教嚟讲咧，我哋莲花系我哋个好嘅象征嚟嘅。
And many of you may know the most famous mantra, which is a Tibetan mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. But how many of you know what it means?
咁喺藏传佛法嚟讲咧，佢一个好常用嘅就 Om Mani Padme Hum 六字大明咒啊。咁老师问你哋有几多人会知道佢个意思系乜嘢咧
？The first and last word, the Om and Hum, are just expressions of respect.Just like we have Namo in Pali.
六字大明咒之第一个 Om 同最后个 Hum， 一个系个语气咧，就系一个表示个尊敬，等于巴利文嘅 Namo。
The two important words are the middle words Mani Padme。
咁系最重要嘅字咧，就系中间嗰四个字。
It means the jewel.In the heart of the lotus.
咁佢嘅意思咧，嗰呢四个字母嘅意思咧，就系话代表我哋心中嘅珍宝。
And it refers to the teaching that in the middle of the lotus is the most precious of jewels, enlightenment.
佢嘅意思咧，就系话佛法最核心嘅开示，令到我哋正悟嘅佛法。
And now I'm going to teach you.How to find that jewel in the heart of the lotus, and also to tell you what that jewel is like.
咁老师而家就开始教我哋点样去发现呢一个咁珍贵嘅佛法，同埋究竟佢个核心系乜嘢
？First of all, the lotus flower is closed at night into a hard bud.
咁喺蓮花嚟講咧，晚上佢哋就會係閂埋個蓮瓣嘅。
And if you look at that lotus when it's closed, the outermost petals are very rough.
咁當個蓮花係閂埋嘅時候咧，最外層嘅花瓣係好 rough 嘅。
They're dusty.
係好污糟嘅。
They've got no scent, no fragrance.
是没有味的，同埋完全不香的。
And the colour is very, very ordinary. It's not beautiful.
同埋啲颜色咧就好一般嘅，根本一啲都唔靓嘅。
No bee would land on the outermost petal of a lotus.
咁所以咧就冇光线会透入去嘅。
But inside that lotus bud, the outer lotus, is some very beautiful and fragrant petals.
剛才我逆錯了，是沒有蜜蜂會走去個蓮花裡的，但是打開個蓮花之後裡面是很漂亮的。
And in the very center of that lotus is the jewel of enlightenment.
在個蓮花的核心呢，就是我們說佛法的最珍貴的地方。
You are like that lotus.
我們好像像蓮花一樣。
When you're all closed up, you're very rough, you're dusty, you're not beautiful, and you're smelly.
当我哋好似莲花咁咧，系闩埋嘅时候咧，我哋就好粗嘅，系好臭嘅，一啲都唔靓嘅，又好污糟嘅。
Who would ever think inside you are the beautiful petals of jhana and the jewel of enlightenment？
咁点会有人会睇得到我哋里边心中嘅 jhana， 我哋心中嘅最好嘅嘢咧？
But in every lotus, there are the beautiful petals and the jewel of enlightenment.
但喺每一朵莲花嘅心中咧，都系有开悟嘅智慧喺里边嘅。
So in each one of you, There is the beautiful jhanas and nibbana. Don't think that anyone in this room can't achieve the jhanas, can't achieve enlightenment. Each one of you can. It's right inside.
我哋每一个人咧，心中都有 jhana 嘅，亦都有开悟嘅智慧嘅。唔好以为我哋冇嘅，所有人都有嘅。
Because some people say, oh, this is the end era of Buddhism. These days, no one can become enlightened. That is not true.
咁有啲人咧就好悲观咁讲啦，我系收唔到嘅，而家冇人可以再修行得成功，冇人开悟噶啦。老师话呢个系错误嘅见解嚟嘅。
Some people say, oh, you have to be a monk or a nun to become enlightened. Lay people can't become enlightened. That is not true.
有些人就说只是出家人才可以开悟而已，我们在家人就没机会了。老师说这个是错的。
Some people even say women can't become enlightened. That is not true.
有些人更加说女人就没机会开悟，但老师说这个更加是一个错误来的。
Even gay people can become enlightened.
就算同性恋人都有机会，都是可以去开悟的。
Because in everybody,is the jewel of enlightenment.
因为每一个人呢，个心中呢，都有开悟的智慧的。
The trick of meditation is learning how to open the lotus.
咁我哋学法修行呢，就是怎样学习去打开我哋心中的莲花。
So how does a lotus open?
咁等莲花怎样打开呢？
In the morning, the sun rises. And when the first rays of the sun,give light and warmth onto the lotus petals, it starts to open.
当朝头早嘅时候，个太阳出嚟咧，第一道光啊，佢照落嚟又暖嘅时候咧，就开始打开莲花嘅第一层啦。
The light and the warmth open the outermost roughest petals to see the second layer of petals just inside.
当你打开咗第一道嘅莲花嘅时候咧，一开咗之后，我哋会睇到第二层嘅莲花瓣啊。
They are not so rough, and they start having a scent, a fragrance.
咁第二层嘅莲花嘅时候咧，佢就冇开始冇咁粗啦，同埋开始有少少嘅香味啦。
Once they can receive the warmth and light of the sun, they open up to reveal the layer of petals inside.
当第二层莲花咧收到个光同埋热嘅时候咧，佢开始慢慢去打开其余嘅花瓣啦。
When one layer opens up, it makes the next layer receive the warmth and the light, so it can open up.
因为当第一层嘅莲花瓣开咗之后，佢就收到个光啦。当第二层嘅莲花瓣收到光之后，佢可以再打开啦。咁一层一层咁个啲光咧照落去咧，就可以慢慢打开啦。
Each layer of petals opens up in turn.
咁每一层咧，一层一层咁开嘅。
And the deeper you go into the lotus, the more beautiful are the petals.
越打得开越深嘅莲花瓣咧，佢就越嚟越靓啦。
And the more fragrant they are.
越嚟越香啦。
And the more delicate they are.
就越嚟越精巧啦。
When you go deep into the lotus, the petals are so beautiful.
越打开个莲花越深嘅时候咧，你见到啲莲花瓣系好靓好靓嘅。
When you go very very deep into the lotus, the petals are amazing.
咁啊，越开越多嘅时候咧，你睇到个深嘅时候咧，哇，系好靓嘅莲花瓣嚟噶。
And finally, the last layer of petals can receive the light and warmth of the sun.And they open up to reveal the jewel in the heart of the lotus.
当最后一层的莲花瓣收到个阳光和热力的时候，它就打开了最后一层，那你就看到我们很珍贵的莲花的中间了。
Now I've already mentioned in this simile, you are the lotus.
那老师说我们是朵莲花。
The warmth and the light.Represents compassion, kindness, the warmth of kindness, and the light of mindfulness.
个温暖咧就代表我哋嘅慈悲同埋我哋嘅仁慈。另外个热力咧又等于我哋嘅正念。
When you shine the light of mindfulness and the warmth of compassion, then your lotus opens up.
当我们有足够的慈悲和正念的时候，莲花就会打开了。
The first inner layer of petals, as you open up with mindfulness and kindness in meditation, and right inside you, the first layer of petals is called present moment awareness.
当我们在禅修之中呢，用我们的慈悲和正念的时候呢，我们打开第一层的 莲花层。
The light of mindfulness and the warmth of compassion brings you into the center of time.
咁由于打开咗第一层莲花咧，我哋慢慢一层打开嘅时候咧，就可以去到个莲花嘅中心啦。
Past and future disappear, and you're right in the center.
咁过去同埋将来都唔见咗啦，我哋就喺中间呢一刻。
And many of you have experienced just how pleasant, how beautiful is just being in the present moment.
咁呢，好多同修咧都尝试过进入到净系呢现在呢刻嘅美妙嘅时刻嘅。
And sometimes people ask, "Yes, I'm in the present moment. What should I do next?"
咁有啲人就问啦，哦，我而家喺现在呢刻啦，咁我应该再做啲乜嘢咧
？That is dumb.Question.
这个是一个很傻的问题。
You don't do anything. Just let the warmth of kindness and the light of mindfulness shine on the present moment.
因为呢，我们在住在这一刻的时候呢，我们需要将个仁慈的心加上正念 的光，就可以慢慢去等个莲花打开了。
You are just aware.Of whatever's happening now, and you are kind to it.
我哋只需要咧觉察呢一刻发生紧咩事，同埋对佢友善。
Then, when it's ready, that layer of petals opens out to reveal the layer of petals inside.
咁嘅时候咧，嗰花瓣就会自动慢慢一层一层咁打开啦。
And you will find that that is called.The silent awareness of the present.
咁我成日进入另一个阶段咧，就系寂静嘅，就系活在当下嘅寂静啦。
If you stay long enough in the present moment with mindfulness and compassion, the mind becomes just like that, silent, no words.
当我们很平静地到这个阶段的时候，只有继续用我们的仁慈和我们的正念去观照的话，就好像刚才老师的示范，是只是一个寂静。
Because you'll find all of those words, all of those conversations you have inside are always about what has just happened, the past, or about what's going to happen next, the future.Right in the center of now, there is no words.
因为在一个那个情况之下，我们所有对于将来的构思和过去的追忆是停晒的，是不见了的，只是得一个平静在那一刻。
You go inside and there's the silence.
当你进入的时候，只是你只知道有个寂静在里面。
And I've already mentioned to you the problem with silence is because we are not used to being silent. We're afraid of it.
咁老师讲过咧，我哋点解成日话唔可以进入呢个阶段咧？因为我哋惊成日挂住要有嘢，又系怕咗个宁静。
The monastery where I live in Australia is very peaceful, very silent.
咁老师喺澳洲嗰个庙宇咧，系非常之平静，系好宁静嘅。
Many meditating monks who come from Asia, they tell me they've never been to such a quiet monastery.
咁好多去到喺亚洲去嘅僧伽咧，去禅修人咧，佢未从来未有一个咁平静嘅地方嘅。
Because the jungles in Asia are very noisy, there are so many animals and insects.
佢因為喺亞洲嚟講咧，仲有嘅剩餘嘅森林裏邊咧，就好多動物同埋好多昆蟲係好嘈嘅。
But in the forests of Australia, The only thing which makes a noise, bump, 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 is a kangaroo.
因為在澳洲來說，唯一在個森林裡面還生存的動物會出聲的就是袋鼠，只是跳的，就是跳，我不是老師剛才是說袋鼠跳的聲
音。And the kangaroos in my monastery have been trained over 28 years to jump quietly.
咁老師呢，因為在澳洲28年呢，佢就教曬啲袋鼠呢跳得係好平靜咁跳嘅。
We train them in mindfulness.
我哋教老師教咗佢有個專注力。
In fact, now in Bodhinyana Monastery in Perth, there are many Buddhist kangaroos.
咁咧，而家嚟講咧，老師話喺佢個廟宇咧，喺澳洲嘅廟宇咧，好多係佛教徒嘅袋鼠。
I think last time I was here a year ago, I told you the difference between a Christian kangaroo and a Buddhist kangaroo.
咁舊年咧，老師嚟話我俾我哋聽咧，喺佢示範過咧，邊啲係佛教徒嘅袋鼠，或者係基督徒嘅袋鼠。
For those who can't remember this, a Christian kangaroo puts their paws like this.
老師示範咗啦，一個基督徒嘅袋鼠咧，就好似係好似我哋拱手咁嘅啫。
A Buddhist kangaroo puts their paws like this.
咁澳洲嘅袋鼠咧，嘅佛教徒袋鼠咧，就好似我哋合十咁啦。
That's only a joke. I've been trying to teach them that, but they won't do it.
咁呢個係笑話嚟啫。老師係嘗試過去教佢哋，但啲袋鼠冇聽佢講。
But the forest in Australia is very silent.
喺澳洲嘅森林係非常之寧靜嘅。
But when people come to that forest, they like to.Raise their voice and speak very loud.
但一般人去到森林咁静嘅森林就惯咗我哋啲声好大啊。
I couldn't understand why until I realized people are afraid of silence.
咁老师终于发觉点解啲人咁大声讲嘢咧？因为我哋系惊个宁静。
Even in elevators, in lifts, we have to have some sound, some music.
咁所以亦都佢睇到咧，喺我哋就算搭 lift 啊個地方咧，都係有啲聲音喺裏邊噶。
Even when people don't talk to each other, they feel uncomfortable.
當啲人與人之間唔講嘢嘅時候咧，我哋覺得好唔舒服噶。
People are afraid of silence.
因為我哋好驚嗰個寧靜。
Which is why when you first become silent, you disturb it.
所以呢，當我們第一次去接觸到寧靜的時候呢，我們去騷擾它。
But when you are aware of silent and kind to it, you open the door of your heart to silence and let it come in.
當我們接觸到寧靜的時候呢，我們要對它友善，那個時候呢，它就可以，我們經過它呢，我們可以進入個寧靜的境界了。
And then it stays.
咁嗰時候我哋冇抗拒嘅時候，佢就會停低啦。
And it's one of the most beautiful layers of petals. Inside, you're perfectly calm and silent.
呢個就是另外一個係好好嘅層次，就係一個好寧靜嘅花瓣嘅一層啦。
That's such a state of happiness.
喺呢個寧靜之中咧，嗰個喜樂係要慢慢去感受嘅。
Not a thought goes on, but you're perfectly aware.
完全冇念頭，但係你係完全嘅覺知嘅。
And then that layer of petals opens up.
咁嘅時候咧，呢一層嘅花瓣又打開咗啦。
Because of mindfulness and compassion, in time you go deeper.
因為有慈心和我們的專注力呢，我們 越入就越深了。
The next layer of petals, you will be surprised, is your breathing.
第三層的蓮花瓣呢，就是我們的呼吸。
Inside the silence, you see the breath.
在這個寧靜裡面呢，我們看到我們的呼吸。
The reason is, everything else is still.Your breath, your lungs going up and down is the only thing which is moving.
個理由係點解咧？因為所有嘢已經靜止咗啦，淨係剩翻我哋個呼吸系統喺度做緊嘢。
But if you let the breath come to you, you're just mindful and kind. When you become aware of the breath, it is very different than when you choose to watch the breath.
當你等到呢一刻嘅時候咧，嗰、那個呼吸就自然會睇到，同埋你係要接受冇抗拒嘅時候咧，你就明白到乜嘢叫觀呼吸啦。
When you choose to watch the breath, it's always rough and uncomfortable.
因為通常我哋只話去觀呼吸嘅時候咧，因為我選擇去做嘅時候咧，佢就非常之粗嘅。
When you let the breath come to you, it's always so peaceful and so smooth.
當你等到寧靜嘅呼吸自己。運作的時候你可以看到它非常平靜的。
That is the way that I meditate. I never go looking for my breath.
這個就是老師他怎樣去做觀呼吸，他是等個呼吸來，不是去找他
的。I just sit down, relax, and be mindful and kind to what's happening. And silence comes, and then the breath comes when it's ready.
那老師就坐就很簡單，他坐低放鬆。咁喺度慢，喺度接受所有佢嗰刻發生嘅嘢，咁就等個呼吸自己嚟啦。
And I am just mindful and compassionate to the breath. That's all.
咁老師嚟講咧，佢淨係用個慈悲同埋佢個專注力去睇等個呼吸嚟，就係咁多，就係咁簡單啦。
If you ask me what I do, I'm just compassionate and mindful. Nothing else. No effort. No trying.
咁對於老師嚟講咧，佢話佢做觀呼吸或者做禅修嘅時候咧，佢只係用慈悲同埋個專注力，就係咁簡單啦。
No wanting, no struggle。
冇掙扎，亦都冇去渴求任何嘅嘢。
I'm just aware and kind。
佢只係喺度覺知住每刻發生嘅嘢，同埋對佢哋友善。
Some of you, when you've come to the interviews, you can experience me doing exactly the same thing.I'm aware of what you're saying and kind to you. That's all.
咁老師亦都同啲同修講咧，就話去小參嘅同修講咧，正係我哋要保持個覺知，同埋係保持個友善嘅心態。
Because it is the light of mindfulness, the sun of compassion, which opens things up.
因為咧，正係個專注力嘅光，同埋我哋嘅慈悲嘅心，係可以打開任何嘅嘢嘅。
And soon the breath opens up.That layer of petals opens up to see the layer of petals inside.
當這個你到這個階段的時候，我們就打開了個呼吸的那個層次，然後再進入另外一個層次了。
And I call that the delightful breath.
那老師叫它叫歡樂的呼吸了。
This is where the layer of petals becomes very, very beautiful.
因為到這個層次的時候，那個時候呼吸會變得非常非常漂亮的。
This is not just the breath coming in, the breath going out. This is so nice. This breath coming in, oh, it's just so nice. The breath going out, oh yeah, it's beautiful. Wow.
那這個層次就不是說我還看它出它入面是入的時候，哦，這麼好的呼吸，跟著再出的時候，哇，真的很好的感受啊。
In the suttas,This is called the arising of piti sukha. His great words, piti sukha, joy, happiness.
在经典来说，我们的层次就叫做喜和乐的层次。
This is an important part of the path of meditation.
在禅修的这个阶段来说，这个是非常重要的一个阶段来的。
Meditation, this is supposed to come up. You're supposed to be...Happy.
就是说我们说禅修呢，我们是应该是越来越开心的。
The meditation gives you so much joy.
因为在禅修之中呢，个禅悦是令到我们很开心的。
That's why people who can meditate smile a lot.
那当进入了这个阶段的禅修者呢，他们是笑的。
I was never born with a smile. I learned how to smile through meditating.
咁老師咧唔係我生出嚟識笑嘅，佢係喺禅修之中學習個笑嘅。
Because when the breath becomes so delightful, you can't help but smile.
因為當你係一個好美妙嘅禅個呼吸嘅時候咧，你就一定會好自然咁去笑噶啦。
To give you an example of what this happiness is like, If you meditate just before lunch and you get into this delightful breath, you will not want to go to lunch.
咁老師俾一個好實際嘅例子，就話如果你可以進到呢個階段嘅時候咧，就算你食午餐之前做到呢個階段咧，有人叫你食午餐咧，你就唔想去食午餐噶啦。
You'll be sitting here watching this delightful breath, and you hear the bell. It's time for lunch. Should I go for lunch? Because I'm not going to be able to eat this afternoon or this evening. I won't be able to have anything until tomorrow morning. Or should I stay watching this delightful breath? In the end.There's no contest. The delightful breath always wins.
咁到你到咗美妙嘅呼吸嗰個階段咧，咁你就可能會諗啊，我得個晏晝食嘅，今日冇得食喎。咁我食唔食好咧？唔食我又等到聽日先有得食喎。咁嘅時候咧，你唔使拗，因為臨到尾咧，你會 stay， 你喺度停翻喺度做禪修，因為呢個美好嘅時刻咧，你唔會放棄嘅。
That's how delightful this stage of meditation is.
咁咧，呢個就係我哋話你到一個美妙嘅呼吸個階段嘅時候，係令到我哋點樣幾開心啦。
Yeah, you can still hear sounds outside. You can still feel the tummy is hungry, but oh, the breath is just too delightful. You just can't leave it.
雖然你仍然聽到聲音，你又聽到個肚度咕咕聲，但你都會留低嚟繼續做禪修嘅。
And again, this is expected. This is how the Buddha described meditation.
呢個係我哋。如果是禅修者，咁会到咗呢个阶段嘅时候，就明白到佛陀讲乜嘢啦。
And you don't do anything; it just happens.
我哋系唔需要去做任何嘢去攞呢样嘢，佢就可以自动发生噶。
And because the breath is so delightful, you can't help but being mindful and kind. The delightful breath just draws your attention onto it.
到这个美妙的呼吸的阶段的时候，我们不需要任何刻意，我们自动会有个慈悲和有个专注力，因为它自动就会发生的了。
And then you go into the next stage.
跟着我们会进入下一个阶段。
I make the point, you never go on to the next stage. You go in to the next stage.
咁老師話咧，我哋唔係話去繼續，而係向裏邊繼續行。
You go deeper into where you already are。
咁我哋越入越深。
The next layer of petals is right inside the layer of petals you see now。
咁嘅時候咧，我哋喺開完呢個花瓣之後，就入另外一層嘅花瓣。
You never throw this away to go somewhere else。You stay where you are, and it goes deeper by itself.
我哋唔系话要抌咗出边啲花瓣，然后先行入去入边，系佢自动一层一层咁行入去嘅。
In the world, you go from one thing to another, to another, to another. That's going on.
我哋咧喺出边一般嘅就系，我哋由呢度去呢度去呢度咧，叫做 going on， 即系话一度去一度。
In meditation, you stay where you are, and you go in, in.In.
在禅修来讲，我们说入入入就不是周围走的。
Please understand that and you will make less mistakes in meditation.
那么这个是很重要的，如果我们只有只是停在这里走进去的时候，那么时候我们会做少了很多错误的。
And the delightful breath gets so smooth and so even that soon that layer of petals opens out.
到我哋通常中文叫微息嘅階段咧，係好舒服，係好微細咧。咁我呢個時候咧，下一層嘅蓮花又會打開啦。
And inside of that, you're getting some very, very beautiful petals, so thin, so delicate. These are the nimitta petals, the lights.
咁嘅時候咧，再打開個蓮花時咧，嗰個蓮花瓣就越嚟越精細，好薄好薄嘅。呢個階段咧，我哋叫做就係個禪相嘅階段啦，就見到光啦。
Right inside the delightful breath, from within the beautiful lights come up。
咁咧喺個微色裏邊咧，就好靚嘅光就會出現啦。
You don't go looking for them. If you look for them, you break the continuity.Of mindfulness and compassion.
我哋唔需要周围去揾嘅。如果我哋去揾嘅时候咧，我哋嗰个专注力同埋我哋个慈悲就系断咗噶啦。
In the simile of the thousand-petal lotus, it's like the sun, the light and the warmth is opening the petals and opening the petals, and then a cloud comes along, stops the light, and all the petals close up again.
咁喺老师个千瓣莲花嘅比喻就话咧，即系当个太阳光咧射住个莲花一层一层打开嘅时候咧，无端端有个云飞过，咁咧就将个莲花咧就即刻生翻埋啦。
That's when you lose your mindfulness and compassion, even for a moment.
咁即係話，當個比喻就係嗰個雲咧，就等於我哋唔見咗個專注力同埋我哋個慈悲。
And remember, compassion is loving things for what they are, not wanting them to be different.
咁個慈悲意思係我哋話接受而家你見到嘅嘢，就唔係想佢點樣樣。
That's why many of you have come into the meditation, come into the interviews.And said, "Oh, you're having a terrible time," and I've said, "Very good to you."
咁點解老師有啲人少參去見老師嘅時候咧，就咁講嘅時候，老師話：咁我好呢件事好件呢件好事嚟嘅。
I practice the same compassion to you, whether you come in to interview and you say you've just got jhana, or you say you've just been thinking sexual fantasies for the last 3 days.
咁咧，有人同老師講，即係小參食講咧，佢話：我見到禪相啊，非常之開心。老師話唔係你自己諗緊一啲其餘嘅嘢嘅啫。
You love people unconditionally without judgment.
我哋係一個好無條件去愛人，我哋唔會有批判嘅。
So you watch this moment, not judging it.
我哋淨係需要去睇呢一刻嘅嘢發生，唔需要去落任何嘅批判。
So it means you're happy to be here.
咁嘅時候即係你喺度嘅時候，你係開心喺呢度。
Only then does the lotus petal open up.
因为咁嘅时候咧，嗰个再深入啲嘅莲花瓣先会打开嘅。
And these beautiful lights come up into your mind.
咁嘅时候咧，靓嘅光咧就会出现啦。
If you want them to happen, you're not being compassionate.
如果你话我希望佢出现嘅时候咧，你就系唔慈悲啦。
Your job is just to be mindful and kind to the beautiful, delightful breath.
在这个阶段来说，我只是需要对这出现的任何的光，对它有慈悲和专注力而已。
Don't go looking for nimittas, you won't find them. Just be mindful and kind to the beautiful breath.
我们如果要去找个禅相，我们找不到的，只是需要专注和慈悲，对这个微色我们要慈悲。
And when it's ready, those petals will open out to reveal the nimitta, the light.
如果你係嘅話咧，咁佢慢慢咧再打開另外一層嘅蓮花瓣咧，就仲靚啲嘅光會出現啦。
And it does not matter what colour the light is.
實際上，我哋唔需要理佢有邊幾種顏色喺裏邊。
It does not matter what shape that light is.
又唔需要理佢咩形狀嘅。
If it's a light, it's a light. Leave it at that.
佢係光就係光，我哋就咁睇住佢就得啦。
What should you do? Just be mindful and compassionate.
咁我哋只要需要做啲乜嘢咧？就係我哋保持住翻我哋嘅專注力同埋我哋嘅慈悲心。
You don't try and change the light or control it. You just let it be with kindness and mindfulness.
我哋唔需要嘗試去改變佢，或者希望佢係乜嘢。我只是需要集中翻我哋嘅注意力同埋我嘅慈悲心。
And then that light becomes stable. It becomes still.
咁嘅时候咧，出现嘅光佢就会慢慢就变得系好稳定啦。
And as it becomes still, it gets very, very, very beautiful.
当佢稳定嘅时候咧，佢又越嚟越变越非常非常之靓噶。
When I started getting into the lights in my meditation.I couldn't figure out why they kept moving.
咁最初当老师做禅修时咧，见到啲光咧，佢唔明啲光点解周围走喺度。
Until one day I got that wonderful insight. They were moving because I was moving.
咁终于有一日咧，老师就明白到啦。哦，原来因为佢个心喺度喐，所以啲光又喺度喐啦。
That light, that nimitta, is a reflection of your sixth sense, your mind.
咁嗰、那個個禪上啲光咧，係我哋嘅第六色嘅倒影嚟嘅。
It's like looking at your face in the mirror.
好似我哋喺个镜嗰度睇到我哋个样一样啦。
If the one who is looking is moving backwards and forwards, the image you see moves backwards and forwards.
即系我哋喺块镜前边喐嚟喐去嘅话咧，咁我哋镜嘅倒影都睇到我哋喐嚟喐去嘅。
But if you look at your face in the mirror in the morning, and you're perfectly still, then the image is perfectly still.
当你起身嘅时候咧，望住个镜，如果我哋系止静嘅时候咧，我哋嘅倒影都系止静嘅。
I realized the one who was watching had to be still, and then my light became still.
咁老师就发觉到咧，当佢系好止静嘅时候咧，佢啲光亦都喺度定咗喺度啦。
When it became still, it started to build in its energy and in its brightness and in its joy.
咁当我哋系静止嘅时候咧，个光就会有佢自己嘅能量咧，佢就会越嚟越靓啦。
This is where I also understood what I taught some days earlier about the knower and the doer。
咁亦都系等于前嗰几日老师讲个作者同埋个造作人。
This is how I explain the two parts of a human mind.
亦都系老师解释我哋个人个心嗰两个层次，系个做个 knower 系个知者同埋做作者。
The doer is the active part of your mind, which controls, thinks, plans, initiates movement.
咁做嘢嗰个 part 嗰个部分咧，就是、我哋叫一个主动嘅心识。咁佢就系中意去控制啊，去设计啊，去谂嘢嗰个部分。
The doer is what's writing down the notes. The doer is what just laughed. The doer is what just thought. That's your doer. It's the active mind.
咁、那个、那个即系做作者咧，就系、是、个活动嘅部分咧，即系喺度写嘢啊，喺度笑啊，喺度睇住嘢，呢、这个就系个 doer 啦。
That takes up so much mental energy.
因为做咁多动作咧，我哋嗰个心嘅能量咧就用咗好多啦。
The other part of the mind is that which can hear me right now.
咁另外嘅心嘅一个部分咧，就系听到老师讲嘢个部分啦。
That which can know the feelings in the body and the feelings in the mind.
呢个就系个知道者啦，佢就会知道我哋嘅心谂乜嘢，我哋个感受系乜嘢。
You might call it mindfulness.
有啲人叫呢个叫做念嘅心。
The knower.
个知道者。
When you don't do anything, when the active mind is stopped, all your mental energy can be accessed by the mindfulness.
咁当我哋个活动嗰个部分咧停止嘅时候咧，咁我哋呢一个专注嘅心咧就可以用晒所有嘅心灵上嘅能量去睇啲，去知道啲嘢啦。
It's like spending money or saving money.
好似我哋即系使钱同埋储钱一样啦。
The doer, the active mind, spends money. The knower saves it.
咁咧就好似系个个 doer 就系个活动嘅部分咧，佢就使钱嘅。咁而个 knower 咧，即系个知道者咧，佢系爱嚟储钱嘅。
If you stop spending money, your bank account gets higher and higher and higher and higher.
当个做作者咧，佢唔使钱嘅时候咧，咁我哋个银行户口咧越嚟越多钱啦。
If you stop the active mind of doing, mindfulness gets more and more powerful.
咁如果我哋停止咗我哋成日活动嘅心嘅话咧，我哋个专注嘅心咧就越嚟越有能量啦。
That light which you see gets more and more bright.
咁嘅时候咧，个光咧，我哋睇到嘅光咧就越嚟越光啦。
Many of you will think, I can't stand such brightness, I will go blind.
咁有啲人又会谂，哇，咁光，会唔会我会有光盲啊？
I thought that once many years ago. In the retreat I gave in Perth, someone came up to me and said the same thing and I laughed.
咁原来老师有咁嘅经验，但系几年前咧，有人喺珀斯佢个中心度做闭关嗰时咧，就同佢讲呢个问题嘅时候咧，佢就喺度开始笑人哋啦。
This is a mental image. You're not seeing this with your real eye.
因为这个是个心理的影像来的，不是我用我的眼睛来看的。
If you saw it with your real eye, you would go blind, but this is not with your real eye.
如果我们真的用这物质上的眼睛来看的话，我们真的会盲的，但这个不是说物质上的眼睛。
And there is no limit to its brightness.
但这个在个心上来讲是没有一个限制的。
You are now going into a very strange and wonderful world.
那时候我进入了另外一个非常之神奇好好玩 的世界了。
That light is intensely bright, intensely bright.
个光是非常非常之光的。
You've never experienced anything anywhere close to being so bright.
在我们一般人来说，我们在即日常生活中是没可能会进入这个见到这一类这样的光的。
Those innermost petals of the lotus are very, very fine and wonderful.
咁呢个喺个最深层嘅莲花里边咧，呢、这个系非常之好嘅境界嚟嘅。
And they are so beautiful.
系非常之靓啊。
Because that light is not only brilliant, it's full of energy and joy and love.
个光咧唔系话净系靓，佢靓咧，只系佢系有能量啦，同埋佢令到我哋好开心，好开心嘅。
Now you are.Having a wonderful time of your life.
咁嘅时候咧，我哋真正享受到我哋最人生中最珍贵嘅时刻啦。
How did this happen? Just because you were following the instructions, you were just mindful and kind, and letting the process happen.
咁点样去入到呢个阶段咧？好简单，听老师讲，我哋要有专注力，有慈悲，就让所有嘢等佢自己发生。
That's all which happened. You didn't do anything strenuous or anything smart. You were just very simple and let things evolve.
我哋唔需要话好聪明、好醒目去做任何嘅嘢。我哋只有需要好简单地等佢慢慢发生。
And if you just get into that stage, you come up to me with the most beautiful smile on your face, so happy, and this would be the best time of your life so far.
咁咧，當我哋進入呢個階段嘅時候咧，就會去之後會揾老師啦。如果你笑得好燦爛嘅話咧，咁咧呢個係我哋達到我哋而家呢一刻可以達到最好嘅時光啦。
And then that beautiful light opens up。
咁然後咧就一個好靚好靚嘅光，佢又會再打開啦。
Those layer of petals open up to see what's right inside that limiter。
这个最后的层次打开了之后，你会看到个核心是什么。
That incredible layer of petals is called the first jhana.
那就是我们说这个叫初禅。
You're going deep inside of yourself.
那我们就入到我们心的 再深一层的层次。
And you would never expect such a thing to exist inside of you.
那你就不知道，我们不可能会期望到有任何东西是在里面的。
This is not enlightenment yet, but you're getting very close.
但记住，我哋未开悟啊，不过就好接近啦。
Reading the teachings of the Buddha, he said, "This is the first footstep of a Buddha, the first jhana."
喺佛陀经典嚟讲咧，佢话佛陀话呢个系我哋系进入开悟嘅第一步。
When you experience that incredible state, you experience what the Buddha experienced.You know what it was like to be the Buddha.
当你行到呢一步，进咗呢个阶段嘅时候咧，你就明白到做佛陀嘅时候，你有啲咩感受啦。
When I first read that, I shook. That was incredible. You've been standing in the footsteps of a Buddha.
咁嗰时，当老师睇到呢度嘅时候咧，佢又系好惊奇咁话：哦，原来佛陀第一步系咁样嘅。
It's not enlightenment.But it's so close. The Buddha described that happiness as enlightenment happiness, Sambodhi Sukha.
佛陀咧，佢喺经典嗰度个记述就系话咧，当你系到初禅，虽然未到开悟嗰个阶段咧，但嗰、那个喜乐咧，系到时你经验到嘅时候，你就明白佛陀讲嘅嘢啦。
Insight is experiencing things.Not conceptualizing them. You're experiencing something very, very close to enlightenment.
咁嘅時候咧，佢又知道係真係個經驗令到你知道咩叫做開悟嘅喜樂，就唔係用一個概念性去諗咩叫做開悟。
Now you're really getting to understand what this Buddhism is, what enlightenment is, and why we let go.
咁嘅時候你就開始明白究竟佛陀講啲乜嘢，乜嘢叫做開悟，點解我哋要放下嘅嘢。
And for many people, if you achieve the first jhana, you think there cannot be anything better than this.
咁你到達初禪嘅時候咧，就你覺得我唔可能有任何嘅其餘嘅嘢可以替代佢啦。
You just stay in the first jhana for a while, and then the petals open up. See what's inside that first jhana, the second jhana, even more bliss.
當第一個初禪的花瓣打開之後，你住在個初禪一段時間之後，第二層的花瓣又會打開，那個就是二禪。在二禪的時候，喜樂是更加重要的。
This simile is very helpful because it shows you that the second jhana is right within the first jhana. It's in the center of it. You don't leave the first jhana to get into a second jhana. You go deep inside the first jhana, where you'll find the second.
呢個比喻係好好嘅，因為咧，當你我哋好多時會以為咧，我完一禪我就離開一禪去揾二禪，但實際唔係㗎。喺個二禪喺個一禪嘅裏邊嚟嘅，我哋只係向入邊走。
I described it because it's very difficult to find similes.I described it to different flavors of ice cream.
咁老師都諗咗好耐，因為好難用即係言語或者用啲比例嚟比喻嚟講嘅。佢有試過用希望用雪糕嚟做比喻，佢發覺未唔係咁恰當啊。
Just different types of bliss, different flavors of ecstasy.
即係我哋話係一個唔同層次、唔同味道嘅喜樂嘅善樂嚟嘅。
Each one far, far more profound and enjoyable than the one which went before.
每一层嗰个喜乐咧系唔同嘅，只不过每一层个越入得深个喜乐个层次就越高，越开心嘅。
The deeper you go into the lotus, the more fragrant, delicate, and beautiful are the petals.
即系好似个莲花咁，你越入得深嘅话咧，佢个花瓣就越嚟越精巧，越嚟越香。等於我哋入禪那一樣啦。
And it's just natural. Stay long enough in the second jhana, the petals open out. You go inside to the third.
咁當喺個二禪我哋坐一陣間嘅時候咧，一段時間嘅話咧，咁我三禪我就個花瓣就會自動打開噶啦。
And when you emerge from those states, you think, my goodness, people in the world have got no clue what happiness is.
咁當我哋係當喺三禪出嚟嘅時候咧，你會知道原來其餘人唔會明白你去過邊度嘅。
It reminds me of one of the famous Buddhist stories of a salesman coming to the village selling cloth.
咁呢個咧，老師又會講一個故仔我哋聽啦。曾經有一個推銷員咧，去一個村嗰度咧去賣布啊。
The finest cloth in the whole of India.
最喺印度最靚嘅布係乜嘢咧？
And in the village there was a blind man. He said, I want to wear nice clothes too, so I'll buy some of your fine Indian cloth.
咁有一個盲嘅人咧喺呢條村度住嘅，咁佢聽到咁講，佢有最靚嘅布咧，佢話我想買一啲好靚嘅布嚟著。
But because the salesman was dishonest and he knew his customer was blind, he sold him an oily rag instead of a new piece of cloth.
咁咧，因為呢個推銷員咧唔乖嘅，即係曳咁，佢咧又知道呢個人盲嘅，咁佢唔係將最好嘅布賣俾佢，只不過將一隻好油立立嘅布拎俾佢。
So the blind man wore his oily rag, and he went around. Look at me, I've got the finest cloth in the whole of India. Look at my wonderful clothes. He didn't realise he was wearing an old oily rag.
咁咧，嗰個盲嘅人就唔知啦。買完之後咧，就著住啲咁舊、咁爛、咁油油淋淋嘅衫咧，就周圍話俾人聽：我著到全印度最靚嘅衫，你睇下我幾靚。
And a few days later, a doctor came to that village, and he healed that man's sight. And as soon as he got his sight back, he looked at the clothes he was wearing. What? He sold me an ordinary rag? He said this was the best cloth in the whole of India. I've been flawed.
咁咧，就幾日之後咧，咁有個醫生嚟咧，就醫好呢個盲人。咁呢個盲人隻眼就打開咯。咁我睇咗件衫咧，哇乜嘢有冇搞錯？俾件咁舊咁爛嘅衫，又係全印度做好嘅衫，佢呃我喎。
And that's the simile the Buddha used. You've all been sold an oily rag.
呢個係佛陀個比喻咧。我哋原來咧著，我哋全部買咗啲係舊。好污糟，好油淋淋嘅衫嚟嘅。
And I'm the doctor who's going to give you your sight back.
咁咧就係而家就係老師咧就係個醫生，佢俾翻我哋嘅我哋應該有嘅智慧俾我哋。
Movies, sex, relationships, money, success in life, all those things you take to be happiness.Is an old oily rag.
在世间的权利、财物、所有世间的我睇戏、好多啲娱乐咧，呢啲就全部是很旧、很冇用的有油淋淋的衣服嚟嘅。
And when you once you taste the deep meditations, your eyes are open. Why was I sold this? When the real beautiful happiness is inside my own mind.
当你进入禅那的时候，你发觉那个喜乐原来完全在我的心里面的时候，你就明白到以前的那些没用的东西了。
And I will go pretty quickly now, because it's a waste of time explaining things which you have no experience of. Inside the third jhana is the fourth jhana.
咁老师要讲得快一点，他因为他讲的东西，我想我们大部分人都不是很明白，因为我们没有那个经验。
Perfect stillness, peace.
在四禅来讲呢，是完美的宁静的和平。
All the will, the doing, all the movement has stopped.
因为我们想做事的任何意欲呢已经停止了。
Your doer has disappeared.
那个造作者呢是不见了。
Now the other half of you,The knower begins to vanish.
剩翻嗰个知道者咧，都开始慢慢系消失啦。
Inside that deep stillness of the fourth jhana, the petals open up into this very difficult to explain, where space has no more meaning. It's not infinite space. That is a bad translation. Space is neither there nor not there. It's disappeared.
当四禅的时候，就会打开到最后一个层次，就是个中心点啦。咁老师话呢个系好难去形容嘅，因为一个空间，但就唔系一个无限嘅空间，系唔系话有定系冇嘅空间。
The best way of describing these so-called immaterial attainments is to go back to something which you have experience of, present moment.
这个是很难去一个用一个比喻一个即是一个一个出世间的法那个一个用个世间法来比喻的。那唯一可以接近的就是我们说你活在当下这一刻那个感受。
In the present moment, you are squashed between the past and the future. This very, very tiny, infinitesimal moment called now.
因为实际上现在我们说活在当下这里我们都是活在过去和将来的中间但是呢是有一个很小真的很短很短的时间我们叫做现在。
In one sense, there's no time.
可以这么说 是没有时间 的概念了已经。
But the experience of the present moment is like you have all the time in the world.
咁我哋话活在当下呢刻嗰个感受系咩咧？我哋觉得我哋完全拥有晒所有嘅时间。
It's like infinite time, the present moment.
好似系无尽嘅时间，所以我哋叫呢一刻系无尽嘅时间。
Now you can sort of understand what it meant by infinite space. It's no space. Space is gone.
因為老師就話咧，嗰、那個我哋話無限嘅空間咧，就因為、那個佢個解釋就係冇存在嘅空間，因為個空間係直情係慢慢去消失咗啦。
That opens out the petals into infinite or no consciousness。
呢個咧就係打後最後一個面紗，就係去到我哋話係冇係定係好無限嘅意識啊。
Your consciousness is fading away。
就算個意識之流咧，都慢慢去消滅啦。
When that opens out that layer of petals, you go to the layer of petals of nothingness.
咁去到嗰個層次咧，我哋叫做係無限嘅空間，冇嘢嘅空間。
There's nothing there.
嗰係冇嘢嘅。
But you know there's nothing.
咁你睇到冇嘢。
That's why there's still something there.
咁嘅時候咧，因為你睇到冇嘢，都係有啲嘢喺度。
Stay long enough in that space, that opens out.
在那個空間你再停在那裡的時候，它再開另外一層的花瓣。
And so you get to a layer of petals, which you don't know whether you can call it a layer of petals or not. Neither perceiving nor non-perceiving. Neither knowing nor not knowing.
在那個層次呢，你不可以說你是知道還是不知道，是有東西還是沒有東西。
What's happening is, if you look out there, you're not knowing anything at all, perception has stopped. But from in here, you can perceive that perception has stopped. That's why it's called neither perception nor non-perception, depending on which place you look at it from.
如果你在那個空間的時候，你是不知道，因為那時候你那個概念，那個概念心是熄了，所以你可以說是你不知道那些什麼。但如果你說我看回的時候，我知道在那裡看那些沒有
東西。 And when that layer of petals opens up, that's the very, very, very last. Inside of that is a jewel in the heart of the lotus.What the Buddha called Nirvana, here and now.
到呢個係開最後一個層次啦，就係佛陀講嘅最珍貴嘅珠寶咧，就係我哋嗰個涅槃啦，就係個 Nirvana。
And all these things happen just because you're mindful and kind.
呢啲事發生咧，就係只有兩個原因嘅，就係我哋係有個專注力，同埋我哋個心係好平靜。好仁慈嘅。
You don't have to exert extreme effort.
我哋唔需要話加強啲任何力喺裏邊嘅。
You don't need to be a tough guy and sit for hours and hours and hours and endure pain. That's not a tough guy. That's a stupid guy.
你唔需要話我坐好多好多個鐘，好似好堅忍咁去做。咁係幾？老師話呢個唔係叫堅忍，你係一個傻瓜。
And all these amazing things happen.
呢啲所有美好嘅事會發生嘅。
They happen to each one of you.
我哋每個人都可以經歷到嘅。
Each one of you is the same lotus as the lotus called Ajahn Brahm.
因為我哋每一個人咧，都好似老師係，我哋都係蓮花，我哋都每一個人都 Ajahn Brahm.
So you just open and open and open, and see what's inside.
我哋只係需要咧，將個心裏邊蓮花一層一層咁打開咧，咁你就知道係乜嘢嚟噶啦。
It's such a wonderful journey. I recommend it.
咁老師咧，好推介我哋行呢一條路。
But to finish off this talk, what do you find inside?
咁老師咧，完呢個開始之前，想問你揾到啲乜嘢喺裏邊
？What is the jewel in the heart of the lotus which we worship with Om Mani Padme Hum?
咁喺個蓮花嘅核心嗰個寶、那個珠寶係咩咧？我哋要講 Om Mani Padme Hum。
To answer this, I will give you another famous story from my life.When Ajahn Chah, my master, tried to enlighten me.
咁老師咧又講另外一個故仔啦，呢個實事嚟嘅，就係佢老師即係Ajahn Chah點樣令到老師開悟嘅經過。
Ajahn Chah was sick. This was the last one or two years of his life before he had a stroke.
喺Ajahn Chah臨死之前嗰一兩年咧，佢係應該心臟病。即是中風的，他之前那一兩年呢就他有病的。
For those of you who went to my talk last night at PolyU, in the bio, the biography announced before, it mentioned that I was asked to study the Vinaya to help the Western monks understand their rules.
咁琴日老師喺理工大學嗰度講課咧，咁個司儀介紹嗰陣時咧，有介紹過佢咧，佢係被邀請去參加嗰、那個律經嘅編寫啊，咁我嚟幫助啲西方人去學習嘅。
One of the things I discovered was that in India, in the time of the Buddha, they had saunas. Saunas never came from Sweden.Though in India 2600 years ago in almost every monastery.
咁原來咧，老師因為咁咧，佢就去到去做一個研究啦。然後佢發覺原來sauna 即係嗰個中文嘅 sauna 係蒸汽浴。蒸汽浴咧就係原來唔係喺瑞典嗰度發生嘅，係喺佛陀嘅時候都有嘅。嗰陣時咧，每一間廟宇都有嘅。
So when we found that there were saunas.Allowed, we built one in our monastery for Ajahn Chah, the first sauna in a monastery in Thailand.
Oh, 咁因為老師知呢件事之後咧，就佢哋又知道原來佛陀嗰陣時都有咧，咁佢哋就喺泰國咧，喺佢個廟宇裏邊咧，就起咗第一個sauna嘅房。
So our master would visit every week for his sauna, but at the same time he would give a talk to all the monks.
咁咧，原來佢引阿姜茶老師，佢咧每個星期去嗰度做 sauna， 跟住咧就可以做開示啦。
One day he gave such a wonderful talk, I was very, very inspired。
咁有一次咧，阿姜茶俾咗個好有啟發性嘅開示咧，咁老師聽完之後咧，佢啟發咗佢好多嘢。
So instead of doing my duties to my teacher by helping him in the sauna.I went behind the hall to meditate.
因為有一個咁好嘅、咁深刻嘅啟示咧，咁老師一般嚟講咧，佢就會去即係服侍佢阿姜茶老師嘅。咁佢諗下唔好啦，不如我去後邊嗰、那個sauna房後邊嚟做禪修啦。
You will find if you have just been inspired by a wonderful Dharma talk, it's so easy to meditate.
因為同修都有咁嘅經驗啦，如果你得到一個好深刻、好有啟發性嘅開示之後咧，係好容易去做禪修嘅。
So I went into a very deep meditation. I don't know for how long. When I came out, I thought of my master.
咁咧，老師去做咗個好深入嘅禪定啦，嘅禪修啦。咁佢唔知做咗幾耐，但當佢做完喺個定出嚟之後咧，佢去揾佢老師啦。
So I walked to the sauna.Hoping I could still do some service for him.
咁咧，老師就想行翻去個sauna嗰度，個sauna房度咧，就希望可以幫翻佢嘅老師做一啲嘢。
I was too late because I saw him coming in the opposite direction. We're about to meet on the path.
咁咧，嗰陣時已經太遲啦，因為阿姜茶喺阿姜茶老師咧已經喺個sauna房出嚟啦，佢差唔多喺中間度撞到。
Some monks like Ajahn Chah do have psychic powers. He saw me, realized I had had a deep meditation, and he read my mind. He looked right inside of me.
咁有啲高僧啦，咁佢哋係好似阿姜茶咁嘅高僧咧，咁佢哋係會識得有神通嘅，咁佢哋識得睇人個心嘅。咁咧阿姜茶咧見到老師有個咁深嘅禪定之後咧，就睇到佢有啲咩發現到啦。
He saw my mind was clear of hindrances, was energized, he was ready to become enlightened.
咁咧，佢見到佢個心已經係好清啦，亦都個能量係好充足啦，誤過去已經除曬啦。咁佢覺得喺呢個時候咧，老師係可以開悟啦。
So he looked at me and said very fiercely, "Paramso."That's the full name, Brahma Wamsa. He doesn't use the title Ajahn because I'm not his teacher.
咁咧，阿姜茶老師啊，見到我哋老師就會話，就叫老師個名啦 ，Papa Wamsa， 就係直情咁。因為喺嗰陣時咧，唔可以叫阿姜，因為老師佢唔係阿姜茶嘅老師。
Brahma Wamsa, why? He asked me the question, why?
咁咧，阿姜茶就好凶恶咁样问老师话：不点解
？I was still for a moment, and the answer came out. I don't know.
咁咧，老師定一定，諗一諗，咁咧、那個答案走出嚟話，我唔知道。
I was still a stupid young monk.
咁嗰時咧，老師都仲係一個，佢自己話自己一個好蠢嘅年青嘅僧人啊。
Ajahn Chah had tried to enlighten his stupid disciple and failed miserably.
咁咧，阿姜茶咧就好希望咧可以令到佢個咁蠢嘅徒弟去開悟啦，但係佢今次係失敗咗啦。
I always remember the great masters like Ajahn Chah. When you act like a stupid idiot, he never scolds you. He always thinks it's so funny. He laughed and laughed and laughed at his stupid disciple.
咁佢記得咧，佢好記得咧，佢老師啊，即係阿姜茶咧，見到一啲好蠢，即係老師話自己好蠢，即係嗰類咁嘅年青嘅弟子嘅時候咧，佢係唔會鬧佢哋，不過會好喺度好開心咁笑嘅。
But then he suddenly stopped laughing and got serious. He said, "Brahma Wangsa, I will tell you the answer."
咁咧就佢笑完之後咧，咁佢停咗一停，咁就望住老師又繼續同佢講啦。
I will tell you the answer to the question why.
咁佢話我咧就會話俾你聽嗰個答案咩叫我問你個點解個答案。
And I was very excited. I was going to get an answer from one of the greatest monks of the last century to the question why.
咁老師就好興奮啦，因為佢可以喺一個近代之後咁出名嘅老師之下嘅口中咧得到一個答案。
And he said, if anyone ever asks you the question why.This is the answer.
咁咧，而家老師教翻你，如果有人問你 why 即係點解嘅時候咧，呢個係個答案啦。
The answer is my me arai, my me arai, which is Thai for there's nothing, there's nothing.
個答案咧，個泰文我唔識讀啦。咁、那個意思就係話咧，呢個係冇嘢 ，there's nothing 係冇嘢。
And they looked at me again and said, "Brahma Wangsa, do you understand?" I said, yes, Ajahn Chah, yes, Ajahn Chah, I understand.
咁老師就話，唉，明啊，老師，阿姜茶，我明啊。
He looked at me and said, no, you don't.
咁阿姜茶就望住老師話，你唔明嘅。
And then he walked away.
咁跟住佢行開咗啦。
I felt so stupid.
咁嗰時老師覺得自己真係好蠢啊。
That was a wonderful event. Because he gave me the secret to the question why. There's nothing.
咁呢個係一個非常之好嘅經驗啊，因為阿姜茶呢個大德咧就俾咗老師一個答案，就係點解問點解嘅時候咧 ，there's nothing， 即係冇嘢嘅。
So the jewel in the heart of the lotus. What you see when the last petal opens up. There's nothing.
咁當你係開到最後個花瓣嘅時候咧，睇到個蓮花嘅核心咧，嗰係冇嘢。
No God, no cosmic consciousness, no the great soul, nothing。
冇神啦，冇靈魂啦，冇意識啦，係冇嘢。
Emptiness, nothing, anatta。
我哋叫做anatta 就係無我，係無嘢，係空性。
Do you understand？
你哋明唔明啊
？No, you don't。
咁老師同我哋答咗啦，你哋係唔明嘅。
But one day you will。
但有一日你哋會明嘅。
So hopefully that day will come soon. Thank you for listening。
就希望咧嗰日快啲嚟啦。佢係多謝各位嘅聽住。
Very good. Now, are there any quick questions for 10 minutes?
有10分鐘，有冇短嘅題目？
Dear Ajahn, good morning. To many of us, isn't it awfully terrified to know that we actually there's nothing and we...The ego, me, does not exist anymore.
對於某即係呢個同心問咧，會唔會有啲人覺得係無我啊？即係冇嘢冇我呢樣嘢咧，係令到我哋會好震驚咧。
To many people, it's terrifying to know they're going to die, but it's the truth, and the quicker you accept that, the better.
亦都係咧，老師話咧，好多人對於話就嚟要死啊，或者死亡呢樣嘢，亦都係好震驚啊。但係呢個係事實嚟嘅，我哋唔可以唔接受嘅。
It's terrifying to know there's no ego or self, but the quicker you accept that, the happier you will be, and the less trouble you make in the world.
咁所以咧，就係我哋如果知道話冇我啊，冇呢樣即係冇自己嘅話咧，呢個如果我哋越早去接受呢個事實咧，我哋就越開心。
So it's just like having a rotten tooth. Yeah, it hurts to take it out, but the sooner you take it out, the better you will be.
就好似我隻爛牙咁啦，你又睇佢喺度爛，你不如你早啲去除咗隻爛牙，咁我哋容易仲舒服啲。
But the wonderful thing is, it's terrifying. But the way to take that tooth out is through this wonderful path of meditation, which gets happier and happier and happier and happier.And it is actually the pleasure, the bliss of the meditation overcomes all of those fears.
当我哋话无我系好震惊嘅时候咧，当你做禅修嘅时候咧，我哋得到个禅乐啊，咁咧你越嚟越开心嘅时候咧，呢样嘢系会将你嗰个震惊咧慢慢去减淡噶。
It is terrifying, but I've just given you the sugar to take with the medicine.The bliss of jhanas, and you think, my goodness, the medicine is bitter, but the sugar is so sweet. Yeah, I'll take it.
咁啊，老师咧，即系我哋话食药啦，我哋有啲嘢送嘅。咁老师又送埋俾我哋就话，我哋禅修嘅喜乐咧，虽然个药系苦嘅，但禅修嘅喜乐咧系可以中和咗佢嘅。
Anyone who wants to find the truth has to be courageous, courageous enough to sacrifice everything for the sake of truth.
任何人要找真理的人是需要很大的勇气的，有个勇气大到可以牺牲任何的东西。
And here you have to sacrifice your most personal and prized possession, your sense of self.
在这个情况之下，我们要牺牲什么呢？就是我们自己自我 的执着。
It's a great commentator Buddhaghosa said, the path is, but no traveler on it is seen.Nibbana is, but no person can enter it.
咁佛陀讲咧，就系我哋有个道要行，但系冇人行喺上边嘅，亦都有个涅槃，但冇人去进入涅槃嘅。
You have to let go of all sense of self, and then Nibbana happens.
当我哋放低晒所有我哋话我嘅感觉嘅认知嘅时候咧，个涅槃就会出现啦。
But you're in good company. Even the Buddha said he was scared of this before he became enlightened.
咁你係啱，因為佛陀自己都話，當佢到達嗰陣時，佢都覺得係有啲驚恐嘅。
Very good. Is that okay? Do you want to come back? Is that a good enough answer for you? Any other questions? Yes, over here. Yes.
Is there a difference between nothingness and emptiness, or is it just rhetoric? 我的問題是空和無是否有分別，還是說只是修持上的分別？
I think using some Mahayana, nothingness is emptiness, empty of emptiness. There's nothing, nothing left, total emptiness, not even emptiness left.Not even emptiness of emptiness, it's empty of emptiness of emptiness.
在大乘來說，他們會說是空性本身都是空的，就是好像你們說是無東西，是空，即變成是個詞語的問題而已。
Sorry?
Is it a kind of just in word to describe in words nothingness and emptiness? Is difference in the use?
Not really. It's just words trying to capture the same thing.
即係我哋話用個言語去想去解釋同一樣嘢，但係因為言語又有個限制嘅，所以我亦都錯好多時。
We have to be very careful of using words to describe things.
所以我哋要好小心去用一啲字去形容啲嘢嘅。
In English literature, there was a book called Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll.
咁喺英國嘅文教裏邊咧，有個係阿 阿麗絲漫遊國係咪？夢遊仙境。
And in that story, Alice was, had arrived at the home of the Red Queen.
咁咧喺嗰個書裏邊咧，就阿麗絲呢個女仔咧，就去到個皇后嘅地方。
And the queen was expecting her messenger.
咁嗰個皇后咧喺度等緊佢嗰個信差啊。
So the queen asked Alice, "When you came here, did you see anyone on the road?"
咁個皇后見到阿麗絲嘅時候，佢問喺個路上你見唔見到任何人啊？
And Alice said, "I saw nobody on the road."
咁阿麗絲就話：我睇到冇人喺，我睇唔到人喺嗰個路上邊。
And the Queen said, "My goodness, what good eyes you have! It's hard enough for me to see somebody, but you can see nobody. You must have very good eyes."
咁咧，個皇后就話啦：啊，你眼光真係好，你個眼真係好好啦。我會睇到啲人，但你完全睇唔到人。
And then the messenger arrived.
咁然後嗰個信差就嚟到啦。
And the queen asked the messenger, "Did you see anybody on the road?" And the messenger said, "I saw nobody on the road."
咁咧，個皇后再問嗰個信差：你見唔見到人啊？咁嗰個信差就話：我睇唔到有任何人喺嗰個路上。
And the queen said, "Very good, because Alice saw the same person too."
咁咧，個皇后話：咁啊，你答得好喎，你同愛麗絲一樣，你睇到嗰個冇人嘅人喺度啊。
And the queen said, "But nobody arrived before you."
咁個皇后就話啦，喺個有冇人喺你之前你嚟到。
And the messenger said, "That's because nobody walks faster than me."
咁個信差就話點解咧？因為冇人比我行得仲快嘅。
And they went on like this, making the word "nobody" the name of a person.
咁我哋喺度繼續咁講啦，講啦，即係話冇人呢個人咧，就等於一個人啊。
And that's the difficulty, because we make emptiness, the word emptiness, the name of a thing.
因為呢個就係個問題啦，因為我哋覺得個空性咧就當一樣嘢嘅代表啊。
We make nirvana, which is nothing, empty, gone. We make nirvana like a heaven.
咁我哋咧就將個涅槃好似天堂係根本係冇嘢，可以話係空性啦。我哋用我哋言語之後當咗佢一個天堂咁開心嘅地方。
That's the danger of language. We make nobody into a person. We make nothingness into a place.
因為呢個就係我哋嘅言語個限制啦。我哋話一個 nobody 即係冇人係當一個人，咁然後咧就係一個即係一個好嘅，即係就當一個涅槃咧當一個地方。
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Any last questions?
最後一條題目啦。
Yeah, we have one over here and one over there.
Just one. It's only last.
Okay.
The limitation of the word.
Okay. She's let go of her question.
Yeah.
The gentleman. You are very humble. You've let go. You get to enlightenment before he
does.
I'm just thinking about an hypothesis. How do we know that there's nothing behind emptiness? Because it may just be our sixth sense that we can go to Nirvana, and then maybe the seventh sense and eighth sense that we'll go beyond emptiness. I'm just thinking this as a hypothesis.
Yes.
你有冇用中？
我係諗緊一個假設嚟啫，即係話我哋而家覺得話喺到涅槃之後就冇嘢啦咁樣。咁我哋點知道涅槃之後係冇嘢咧？會唔會呢個只係我哋而家係第六識？去到涅槃啦，咁我哋會唔會仲有第七色、第八色？我哋而家到到而家都未修練到嘅，依份佛陀都未修練到嘅咧，嚇。
That's why in science we have a hypothesis, and then we go and find out if it's true or not.
咁呢個就係等於我哋科學嘅探討咧，我哋而家有一個假設，然後我哋去做研究啦。
In Europe, the hypothesis was the Earth is flat, and if you sail far enough.You'll fall off the edge.
咁咧，佢哋以前啲人就會諗咧，原來個地球係平嘅，咁你去到個天邊咧，就會跌咗落去噶啦。
But a few people tested that hypothesis, and instead of falling off the earth, they found Hong Kong.
咁有啲人就去做研究咯，咁會發覺原來唔會跌咗落地下，反而嚟咗香港啊。
Some people thought that the moon was made of green cheese.
咁有啲人咧以為個月亮咧係用一啲芝士做嘅。
And there was aliens on it.
咁有啲怪人喺上面嘅。
So they went there and found it wasn't cheese, and there was no extraterrestrials on the moon.
咁我哋咧就上到月球啦，睇到又冇芝士，又冇外星人喺度啊。
So you can have a hypothesis, but go to emptiness and see what's really there.
咁我哋可以有假設，但我哋係要需要去睇乜嘢叫 emptiness。咁嗰時你就知道乜嘢叫做空性啦。
Ajahn Chah kept on saying, "Nothing, nothing there. Emptiness gone. Finish." Poof. That's what I say. Nothing there. Gone. Emptiness. Poof. But don't believe me. Go and find out.
咁老師話：阿姜茶成日同佢講咧。冇嘢嘅空性嚟嘅，咁啊咩？咁乜都冇曬。咁老師亦都跟翻佢老師咁同我哋講啦。咁如果各位係想知道咧係真定假咧，你哋自己去發掘啦。
So, I have the hypothesis that there is some lunch on the tables.
咁
I'm not going to test the hypothesis.
咁老師而家就有個假設，應該就係出邊係有午餐啦。咁我而家去試下，咪真係有午餐食啦。
You can just take my word for it, or you can go and test it out for yourselves.
但你可以聽到老師講，但你可以試試係咪真嘅，你自己去試。
Okay, go test it out.